Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. Apple CEO Tim Cook made a big bet on India, despite Donald Trump discouraging offshore production, and the result is that Apple's Mac and iPad revenue is projected to reach $1.78 billion in 2025, reports Danish Khan. This is 38% growth from the previous year, driven by strong student and enterprise demand. MacBook revenue is on track to surpass $1.36 billion this year from $932 million in the previous year, while iPad sales will likely grow to $414 million from $359 million. Expect more aggression from Apple in the upcoming festival season. The clock is ticking on the 9th July deadline for finalizing an India-US trade deal, but the US is unlikely to grant India tariff relief on steel, aluminium, and certain automobiles in the mini-trade deal being negotiated, reports Adrija Chatterjee. The first tranche of the bilateral trade agreement, expected to be agreed upon by autumn, may look into these sectoral tariffs, with steel and aluminium potentially continuing to face a 50% tariff. India has proposed zero tariffs on pharmaceuticals, steel, and auto parts from the US on a reciprocal basis, up to a specific import volume, in an effort to secure a bilateral trade deal by fall 2025. In M&A news, the sale of Avendus Capital to Mizuho has hit a hurdle due to differences between KKR and some founders, including Ranu Vohra, and private equity firm Gaja Capital over valuation and some other aspects, report Swaraj Singha Dhanjal and Deborshi Chaki. Despite a year of intense negotiations, key stakeholders are still ironing out differences, including the future role of Avendus founders. The deal, potentially valued at approximately $700 million, will mark Mizuho's biggest investment in India. Indian billionaires are defying market volatility, Ravindra Sonwane reports. Satya Narayan Nuval, co-founder and chairman of Solar Industries India, recorded the highest surge in wealth, with his net worth soaring by over 78% to $7.9 billion. Other notable gainers included Sunil Mittal, Lakshmi Mittal, Rahul Bhatia, and Mukesh Ambani on strong performances by their respective companies. In monetary policy news, the RBI's focus is turning to liquidity control. The central bank is likely to conduct more variable rate reverse repo VRRR auctions to remove excess liquidity from the banking system, which currently stands at a surplus of around 2.62 lakh crore rupees, reports Manish M. Suvarna. The RBI's decision to conduct additional VRRR auctions will depend on daily liquidity management and maintaining the surplus level at 1% of net demand and time liabilities. The RBI conducted a 7-day VRRR auction last week, draining 84,975 crore rupees, but liquidity still remains high. The annual Amarnath Yatra is offering hope for a tourism revival in Kashmir following the setback from April's terrorist attack in Pahalgam. The Yatra is expected to attract more than 5 lakh devotees, with more than 3.3 lakh registrations already completed, reports Mariam Faruqi. Last year, the Yatra recorded 5.1 lakh footfalls, the highest in 12 years, and travel experts expect the visitor count to see a moderate increase in 2025, despite the terror attack. AI in medicine has largely been used as a screening tool, but it is increasingly becoming a tool for diagnosis, writes 5C Network founder and CEO Kalyan Shiv Selam on our pages today. Also, with a new great game on, with China in Central Asia, check out an interesting piece by Aditi Badri on why Kazakhstan matters to India. More than just the soft power legacy of the Soviet era, the Central Asian country has a long-standing agreement to supply uranium to India, but the discovery of rare earth deposits in Kazakhstan presents a significant opportunity for New Delhi. And finally, Amir Khan's bold move to release Sitar-e-Zameen Par exclusively in theatres has paid off, with the film collecting over more than 125 crore rupees in India as of June 29th and performing well globally, especially in North America, reports Mayim Faruqi. Made with a budget of around 90 crore rupees, the film is a rare success for Hindi films in the past year. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.